some halachas of that the bedikah has to be done la'or aner, and therefore it has to be done b'layla. Even if it preferably has to be done b'layla, a person does not do b'layla, he does it the next day. Even when he does it the next day, he has to do it la'or aner. The Chazal says specifically that it has to be something which is a one ner, can't be a large avuka, because I'm afraid that a person would forget to would be afraid to put it in the place where he has to go. He has to get into every crack and crevice. A person would want to use a flashlight for the purpose of using the flash instead of a candle. Make sure then that's fine. A person could use a flashlight instead of a candle. Some people just mock, but they use the candle a little bit to keep the minute, etc. Regards to having the using electric light from a room, I want to point out two things on candles, on flashlights. Using electric light of a room is not acceptable. It has to be specifically a the same way, because I did not want to use the light, which is, it doesn't go into the cracks and crevices. It has to be something which goes into the cracks and crevices. It has to be a flashlight as opposed to the light in the room. Regards to having the light on in the room, so then you get an interesting shiloh, because the Mora says that being bedek b'yoyim, you're not bedek b'yoyim because the ner doesn't work so well during daylight. So do you say the same type of idea that the flash, it doesn't work so well in a well-lit room? Or is that something that which would be one argument to argue like that? So I started with Rishtrimbach in his Lakzada. He says that Chazal said Shraga Batira Lamali is a specific kayak of the Arayim. It doesn't apply to anything else. So a person wants to have the lights on the room, he's allowed to have the lights on the room when he's being Baidik using the flashlight or using a candle for that purpose. Since there is a din of La'or Haner, we'll assume that you should need to use a flashlight which is an incandescent bulb. So using an LED flashlight, L'chara would not. Even though in Svor, the mice you got there, I'm still uncomfortable to go that far to say to use that. After the person does the bedika, so a person has to. No, okay. Better cut mazmana. So the loch is we do bedika on the night of the 14th. If a person is leaving the place where he is and leaving before the night of the 14th, so the night before he leaves, he does the bedika. So a person will be leaving on Thursday. So Wednesday night, he would have to do bedika. That's assuming that he's leaving nobody behind in the room. So basically, leaving somebody else there, they would do the bedika for the room on the night before they leave. If the areas which are specific to that individual person, his drawers, etc., which is his specific area, and nobody else would be going into, he would be boydik the night before he left, even if leaving somebody else there in the room. You only make a bracha for the mitzvah of bedika the night of the 14th. You don't make a bracha beforehand. What about a person wanting to do a bedika? He'll be around the 14th. He wants to do bedika earlier. He wants to do bedika the night before. He says he has a great idea. Listen, you know, a few nights before he'll be having. He has a good empty night. Take care of do the bedika then, and he won't do the bedika the 14th, right? So would that work? And obviously, the point would be to do bedika and then not bring any more chametz into that area. So he wants to do the bedika in the bedrooms earlier in the week. Can he do that? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that would be acceptable. As long as he does it b'layla or aner, and he's not matzah any chametz into that area afterwards, he could do that. However, he said it's improper to be mevatel the bedika the night of the 14th and lose the bracha. So it would mean if a person would want to designate some of the rooms to do earlier in the week, and have that done, and that area now would be considered, it's set off, it's marked, it's not no longer chametz available, and he did a bedika there, so he wasn't mafsa the bracha, because he left some rooms to do the night of the 14th, so that would be acceptable, the person could do that. So in case a person has a very large area, or he has a very intense bedika, so a lot of kids, and a lot of places to look, so theoretically a person could split up his bedika to multiple nights, and do part of the house, and just make sure there's no chametz going into that house at that point in time. If you have little kids, I think the best date at that point in time is really not to have chametz, give them any more chametz, because you cannot guarantee that if you gave them chametz, that it won't go back into those rooms. But that's only a lacha b'layla. To do it b'yoyim is the Chazal said you can't do it b'yoyim. You have to do it dafka b'layla. It's brought down a halacha that a person should clean beforehand in order to facilitate it. But we mentioned that the Ramah says that the minig is the day of the 13th. A person will clean their house, therefore they'll be able to facilitate their bedikah the night of the 14th. We have to assume that their houses were smaller than ours, that he was able to do his cleaning in one day. We pointed that out. What about persons? I have regardless of what I'm doing bedikah for. I cleaned so thoroughly. What's the purpose of doing bedikah? I cleaned. Can we count the kibu, the being mechaber the rooms as in place of the bedikah? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. Person does bedikah even if he's mechaber livdik chometz. It's not other malka bedikah but tzarich livdik. Now. The case of the Shulchan Aruch was a mechaber chador v'yud gimel, which sounds like he's talking about doing it b'day. So the answer is, you know, could be the issue where there is the fact that he's doing it b'yayim as opposed to doing it b'layla. Let's say a person would be mechaber chador b'layla, you know, which he's mechaim l'loch while he's doing it, he's, you know, looking around for everything he has to do. So it seems to be the Mishabura brings it as two questions. That the issue here was b'yayim, according to Salma Kharenim, and this also was a problem that kibbutz doesn't work beforehand. There's a shari tshuva.
Cleaning
doesn't work. However, the shari tshuva says the following. It says there's many people have this minig. We mentioned, you know, we pointed out the result. You know, the halacha says Ramon mentioned the idea brings a sheet which says you're supposed to put bread out to look for the bread. The result says 10, but you know the idea of 10 is something with the result. The idea of 10 is the result, but the idea of putting out bread is not the result. But we mentioned, is that necessary? Not necessary, etc. But there's become a hamanam problem, which the Shari Tshuva mentions, that people will go and look for the 10 pieces of bread, and that's it. You know, they don't do b'dika, or they do habur ba'alma, etc. He says, is there any? So the limud sus is according to the sheet, which maybe we could argue that a b'dika, which is done, that a kibud, which is done, will be able to mock a b'dika. So being semech on the kibud, which they've done, will act and mock on the b'dika, and that's why you can be malama sus in them that when they're just doing habur ba'alma, it's not considered that they have a mimikayim b'dika because they're. So actually, I saw from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says it. So the achrayim clear. Shlomo Zalman declares a shiloh. Could we could do the following? We could, if a person is mechaber a room and he really cleans it very thoroughly, so he gives it a status of a mokum shem elisa b'chametz, and there's no kibud b'dika on a mokum shem elisa b'chametz. So in other words, you're not giving yoytze b'dika with kibud. That's the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's true. But why don't we give it a status of mokum shem elisa b'chametz? He says he suggests 3 days beforehand to get a din of a chazakah. If you taka clean it and you do not allow any chametz in that room. So it's a mokum shem elisa b'chametz, and there's no kibud b'dika on such a mokum. We explained last week. That there's different types of, we find it in Badika by Taloyim. There's Tima Dragon, something which is Muxab with Taloyim. Most of the times there's Taloyim there, it's a Chiyav Deraisa, to be Badik beforehand, and that would be the same thing with Chometz also. Mokum which you use regularly, it's a Chiyav Deraisa to be Badik. And Mokum where the possibility, or there's it's Shchiyach, it's possibility, so by Taloyim we say that the Mishnah says 10%, so that's a Chiyav Derabonim to be Badik. And the Shulchan Aruch says over here also, that the chiyah to be baidik and all the rules remind of our chometz is the rabbanon, not the raisa. And then there's a place which is not emel nizam chometz, or it's not musik and tiloyim b'chlal. We know that the tiloyim is very, very rarely samikra din. You're not mukhridin baidik. That's the emel nizam chometz. So, but he says you would have to masik it 3 days beforehand. If you masik it 3 days beforehand, he says he would hold you not mukhridin to baidik in that place. So the Rishon Mazaman, they bring in Rishon Mazaman's. The Halacha Shlomo that he was semich on that svar in the following way. He would go. He felt part of his kiyah bedika was to make sure they were baidik. They cleaned properly. So what you're doing really is the havur ba'am is not the, you're being baidik to see that there was a good job being done in cleaning here. So you don't have to look at every chermasach. You can tell if the room was cleaned properly or not. So you go in and basically do bedika to see, you know, look around to see if it was cleaned properly. So he actually would ask, even though you're not supposed to speak in the middle of the bedika. But Dibra Litzarcha Badika, he would. So he would come to the room and he would stop and say, okay, he would look around and say, was this room cleaned well? He would ask the people who were in charge of that room to clean it, and they would answer, yes. That was part of the Tzarcha Badika, to Mimavara, that this at this point in time, this room was cleaned properly. And that would be part of his, Badika to do such a thing. A really interesting interesting approach. But at least it would be a limit, you know, some level, a strong limit schus on what, you know, people which are not you know, you hear these stories about people, they're Berdik, you know, they spent the whole night being Berdik, etc. I don't know, maybe it doesn't take that long.
So if they put the 10 pieces of bread throughout, like, different rooms in the house, does that make each room not chayim enough over the gateway?
So, that's what you mentioned, it's kedai not to make the pieces less than a kazayis. So, Mela was the mokum. It can't be chayv and bedika because mikra within your chayv bedika beer is only for something which is less than is a kazayas. So this way, you know, if you lost the piece, you don't have a problem. And also, so you can't take the mokum mechametz because it's less. You know, simply you brought in something which is less than a chayv.
You mentioned that even if it's a chashan, like a chariot.
That's what we have a chayv bedika. That's what Mechuyah, once it's less than a Kazayas, in case you didn't find it, you're not Mechuyah to keep looking because it'll become bottle. Now, this applies also, this also applies to the Ramah mentions that the person has to check his pockets. If you put food in your pockets, something like that, you know, those type of places, pockets, strollers, suitcases, etc., these type of things. You know, you might put something in there. It's not a room. It's not a house. But there's still a chiyah b'dika. The chayim says, if all the person would be doing with that type of b'dika, you would not make a bracha on it. So let's say a person goes to their in-laws, they go to their parents, and say, well, I'll be better in my car. So the Sefer Oitz Aloch, as he says, that based on this chayim, you would not make a bracha on the car. It's not a bias. Shalom within Rishos HaYachad, Gav Hichos Shabbos, but it's not a bias, l'maisa. So if a person would have an RV, maybe he would make a bedikah on it. But,
is there a way to check someone's car with the flashlight?
Person should be bedikah because his car is like everything else. A person should be bedikah. Now, when a person's cleaning the pockets beforehand, cleaning out, you know, his clothing, etc., he do it beforehand. He can technically do it again. His aides are doing it earlier in the week. He can take care of that. He doesn't have to sit the night of the bedikah, you know, checking every single pocket with a flashlight. So a person could do that. That's something which a person could do earlier in the week, especially if there's not a chibrocha on it. This is totally random. It happens to be brought down over here. A person shouldn't say, you know, the cleaning, the bedika, all these things. A person shouldn't say, Kama Terech Pesach Zeh. He says, he brings some of the, he brings some Yerushalmi, that Rosh Mahu Aimer, Mahavar is Lachem, Ma Turk Azesh Atematrichem Aleno Bukhoshana Bashana. That's the phrase of when the Rosh, that's what he's referring to the Tirch of getting ready for Pesach. That's what the Rosh, that's called that's the Rosh. So you want to know who is the Ben Rosh? It's us when we kvetch about cleaning for Pesach. So the Shulchan Rab, when he brings it down, the Tav Samach Tes, he brings it down over there, he says that's referring to the Ikar Adin. But all of the chumras and all of the zahiris, all of the things that Elchanan, you wouldn't say you're not over this din of the Yerushalmi. So as long as you're cleaning properly, what you're supposed to clean for the tzarech of Pesach, not spring cleaning, so you should not say karma tzarech. But that what you're doing, the extra spring cleaning, you're going to hate kol tzarech zeh. Why is your mother be matriach you this tzarech zeh clean for Pesach?